Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, I am talking to Emma Brock, who is in The Office, a musical parody, which is the off-Broadway show, which is going to be at the Kimmel Center this weekend. Hi, Emma. Thanks so much for talking.
Hi, Andrea. It's good to speak with you.
So, what is this show? It's The Office, which is the TV show, but it's a musical, but
right.
It's a parody.
Exactly. It's all the things you want The Office to be that you didn't know you wanted. We actually take all your favorite moments of all nine seasons, all your favorite characters, and we condense it down into 2 hours with music, and we just lovingly make fun of this amazing TV show. And it's just kind of the perfect little postcard of what the TV show was. Just all sorts of fun and games around it.
I can only imagine, like, the meta jokes that are in there for fans.
Oh, man. I mean, like, every line is like an inside joke or like a moment from the show. It's like, did you catch it from season 3 that Michael said that or Pam said that? Like, it's all in one. And those who love The Office just find this show to be hilarious. I mean, I'm an Office fan myself. I've always been an Office fan. And I just love that we poke fun at them every moment in the show.
It adds lyrics to The Office, the theme song music.
I know. We start out with The Office theme song music, and we have a first number is, you know, Welcome to Scranton, the Electric City. I mean, we get right into it. We have a blast playing these Office characters in Scranton.
And you're going to actually be in Scranton tomorrow, I saw on the tour website.
Oh, man. Like, what are we going to pull in and be rock stars? Like, I can't wait to find the Scranton sign. Where's Dunder Mifflin? I'm so excited.
Right. I mean, I love that the show loves The Office enough to go to actual Scranton as a gift.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm so excited. It's just going to be the perfect little opening here in America.
And you play Michael Scott.
That's right. I am a woman and I am playing Michael. It has been a blast. This is honestly a dream role for me. You know, we all love Steve Carell, and like, how can anyone top what he's doing? But I think the writers and the creative team have decided to do a little gender bending, and they just felt like Michael was better off as a woman. And I just feel so lucky to play him and be him and just say all the stupid and silly stuff that he says.
Yeah, I love parody's ability to kind of bend things like that, like gender and things. And I know
exactly. In
the New York show, that's also a gender swapped role. So it's always a conscious decision to have Michael Scott be played by someone who's not a male?
I think when they first envisioned the show, I think they did have a man in mind. And then once they started like looking at it and casting people, they really found the original woman who started Michael, Sarah McKenzie Barron. And she just like embodies this character so well. I felt like they just had to go with it. And because, like you said, because it is a parody, it is this kind of like construct of like anything can happen and anyone can be anyone. We're all just having fun and having a laugh at it. So why not make Michael a woman?
Right. Like, as long as it's done out of love, the changes are kind of illustrative instead of mocking or mean. Or I love the idea of it too. I think I already said that.
Yeah.
But I love gender swap roles.
And it's so fun. And I feel like it's a really big statement in this day and age, you know, that a woman, we can gender bend, we can do blind casting, we can kind of do these things. And it makes me feel empowered and even more excited to play Michael then.
What was the process like for getting that role? Did you know you were going in for that? I know you've done it in the New York show, too, I think. Or were you like, oh, you want me to play Michael Scott?
I got the sides for Michael, and I think the first side that you do is the prison mic scene. And I mean, that's like one of the most iconic Steve Carell moments of the entire series.
Go big or don't audition, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's put it out there. Let's do the most iconic character. And because I'm such a huge fan of the show, Prison Mike was like, oh, yeah, I know who he is. Right. I can give you that over and over. So it was a blast in the audition, and really fast and furious. And we did a couple weeks of rehearsal, and just everyone you'll see plays many characters in the show, and they've each really embodied who they were on the TV show. And it's really, really fun.
It seems really fun. Has anyone from The Office seen the unauthorized parody that you know of?
Oh, man. You know, like, Jenna Fischer has, like, posted a photo on her Instagram story of our theater before. And Kate Flannery, who played Meredith, like, wrote us a nice little note, like, welcoming people. So we want them there. They've always got a seat in our theater, no matter what. But I can imagine after you've played that role for 9 years, it can be a little hard to go back to it.
Right. Although it's almost like a roast of yourself at that point.
Exactly.
A loving one.
Yeah, we're making fun of you playing this character for 9 years. I mean, I hope that they would only see it as, like, fun and loving.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about the show? Is there a moment or a favorite reference to the show?
Yes. A favorite reference. Oh, yes. I think my favorite, besides Prison Mike, because Prison Mike is just gold. Yeah, my favorite reference of the show and what we do in the show is you really see the Jim and Pam love story played out. You see, you know, the flirting at the beginning and, like, the lack of telling each other how they feel. And then you do get Karen in there, who really adds a wrench to the relationship. And then, of course, them getting together and then the love story that they develop as a couple. It's just, like, it's really special and it's really fun to see that. But then my other favorite moment, I will say, is that I think in season six, Michael plays a game where they all have Southern accents and Southern drawls. Gosh. And we do kind of reference that for a little bit, which is hilarious and super fun to play every time.
Well, Emma Brock, thank you so much for talking to me today. The Office of Musical Parody is playing at Kimmel Center this Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th. Looking forward to having you in Philly.
Yeah, we can't wait to be there, and we can't wait to bring the show to audiences in Philly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.